And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
My next guest is a former Sunday school teacher turned investor. Known as the Moses of Wall Street, he shows us how we can make 25, even 75% in 3 to 9 months with 97% accuracy. We'll discuss his Bible-based investing system. And if you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, you can always call us at 639-0008. Ron Tank, as I said, has been called the Moses of Wall Street. Known to his friends and his clients simply as Tank, he coaches new and experienced investors about how to win in the market by investing God's way. Tank is a super successful investor, a family man, and a trusted Sunday school teacher. Tank is the creator of the Biblical Principles for Bulletproof Investing. Ron has personally made over 3,400% in just 3 years, turning a mere $40,000 into over $2.2 million. He resides in Cambridge, Ohio, with his wife and two children. Joining us from Ohio. Hi, Tank. How are you today?
Hi, great, Billy. Thanks.
Well, thank you for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We love to talk to thought leaders on this show, but I have to say, earning over 34,000% in 3 years certainly places you up there as a thought leader. So let's dive right into it if we can, Tank. You teach investing by the Bible. So what does the Bible say about investing?
What's interesting, Billy, is it's kind of the thing that I discovered is actually more of a secret that's kind of hidden there. And it took me, about a long time to really to kind of see it. But what it is what I'm teaching people a little bit is you kind of, in order to make profits going forward, you really, it depends on your ability to think backwards now. And by that, I mean the Bible has some information in it about how people did things. And of course, the Bibles are linked to God, and you got a lot about human nature in there as well. And the stock market is all about. People are in there for one purpose, and that's to make money, but it gets fear and greed and pride and a lot of things come into play. And the Bible has a lot to say about how to work with those, but it also has a strategy that teaches us, and I call it the decision-maker DNA. And it's something that God built into all of us, and it basically says that, you've heard the old saying, the third time's the charm.
Right.
Everybody's heard that. You don't put too much stock into that. But really what I've discovered is the third time really is a secret as to how we process information and think. And that process shows up over in the stock market. And once you learn how to identify it, you can actually go out and put that to work in your benefit. And what it does for a person is it takes the risk out of getting into the market. And I know most pros will tell you can't time the market, but I think if you would take a look at this, you would say, well, maybe they're wrong in this instance. And what happens is once people learn how to do that and use that, it also lets you put leverage and momentum on your side, as it turns out, as well. So it's very powerful, very effective. It's not real hard to learn. It becomes your belief factor, becomes your biggest enemy, because when it comes time to implement it, the markets are usually pretty scary. And so it's a little bit hard to do. And you'll have to learn it pretty well and convince yourself that it works, which that's my job, to convince you that it works. And then you can go out there and put it to work. But it'll take some belief on your part, a little bit of faith, but I'll give you the proof and evidence, and hopefully that'll build your faith and let you go, let people go do it.
All right. My guest is Ron Tank, known to his customers and his friends as Tank. Tank, I want to drill down a little bit more on that because you say the decision maker's DNA, the third time is a charm. And let's dive into that a little bit more. In practical purposes, we've just been through one of the most chaotic times in market history, or at least recent market history. So talk to us about the third time's a charm. What do you look for? What is the timing mechanism for that third time? How does this work? Give us the secret sauce.
Yeah, here's how it works in a nutshell. And actually, we just went through one of these again back in that ended in July of 2010. We had a little pause after that, what I call in my material a possum, where the market kind of delays after that a little bit. And then we got September 1st, we got the green light to go. So this stuff isn't, things as old as the Bible. This stuff happens all the time. It's happened last year. Matter of fact, it just happened in individual stocks just recently here at the end of June, again this year. So it's, and what it is, the secret is, and this is, it seems so simple, but it is, it is there for everybody to see. And I'll tell you that the basics of it is, it's kind of your brain says, if something happens to me, or I see something, or somebody tells me something, the first time time I hear it or see it, I may not believe it. The second time, if that event repeats itself a second time, I'll probably take more notice of it, and maybe I'll feel it a little bit more so than the first time. I might think I've discovered a pattern, but I'm not sure. But the third time, you'll believe it. And what happens in the market is we'll get a sell-off in the market one time, and the market will do this all the way up. And one time doesn't really mean anything. But what happens is we'll get a market that sells off, and then it will commence a rally, and that rally will stop short of the old high. And then it'll sell off again and take out the previous stopping point or the previous low from the first sell-off. And that's step two, basically. And at that point, more people are seeing it and feeling it, but they just don't. They don't really know what's going on. They don't know if they should do anything. They're starting to get a little bit upset. The news is getting a little bit worse. But the third time, the market will sell off a third time. And if you're an active person paying attention and maybe going to make decisions and manage your money, your portfolio, you may be tempted to sell. And that third time is telling you that you probably should take action. And the reason I say, really, this is a biblical concept is because the guys in the Bible, even Jesus, Satan, I'll mention Paul, Peter, Moses, all these guys, there's examples in the Bible where threes were relevant in decisions and how they made them. And I'll give you an example of Moses. The description I just gave you, Moses went through when God told him to lead the people out of Egypt. And he said, you're going to go pull these people and the Pharaoh's going to, he's going to be a problem. And God sent Moses and he said, okay, yeah, but what if he doesn't believe that, you sent me and all that? And Moses, God basically said, here's a miracle I want you to perform. So you can do this first one with your staff turning into a snake. And if you read this in Exodus chapter 4, is where you can read this about Moses, is you'll see that he says, but they may not believe that, or he may not believe that. So here's a second one. And he tells him to put his hand in his cloak and then to pull it out. It's leprous, and then he can put it back in and pull it out. It's gone and healed. And he may not believe that. If he doesn't, to take blood out of the Nile, and or water out of the Nile and turn it into blood. And he stops with that third. And it's an interesting discussion there with Moses, because he even admits God's telling Moses, if he doesn't, he probably won't believe the first or the second one, so here's the third. And there's other instances where Peter was on the roof with him. And I was trying to think where that's at. That would be Acts chapter 10. I believe, if somebody wants to go there and read that, and you'll see where he's on the roof. God showed him a vision three times. And if you go through all these others, and I can give you another five or six or seven instances of this, it's always three. So it's always three.
So three times.
Maybe it's lucky that it was just three once or twice here or there, but it's not. It's always three in these major exchanges of something. So it's our brain gets it on the third one, we'll take action. And in the market, that psychology just displays itself as plain as day for all to see. But you have to be looking for it, and you have to be pretty patient to wait on it, and then you have to be pretty brave to act on it. But that's kind of the basics of how it works.
Got it. Now, my guest is Ron Tank, known to his friends and his customers as Tank. We're talking about the triple tank system. And Ron, in your in the Bible, there are the Ten Commandments. We all live our lives by the Ten Commandments. But you've got Ten Commandments for being a successful investor. What are those Ten Commandments?
I'll do them as quick for you as I can, Billy. But the first one I'd say is that everybody, you need to avoid debt the best you can so that to even let you save money and to begin investing. So I think the very first one is to remain as debt-free as you can. That makes sense. So that would be my first one. And then after that, I would say you have to have an attitude if you're going to invest. The second one is you have to have an attitude or a belief that failure is not an option. And the reason I say that is investing successfully continually is going to be a challenge, and you're going to have to be moldable, teachable, and willing to learn and tough it out a little bit. So you're going to have to say failure is not an option. You have to have that belief. You need to be able to follow and learn and follow a proven method. You need to be able to do that and not get your opinion in there too much. That was one of my problems when I first started 20-some years ago, too opinionated. So you really need a proven method and follow it. Then you might want to change that. Number four might be you can follow that method and you change it, maybe, only as you can prove the change is worthy. So follow the method until and unless you can add to it and prove those changes worthy. That you also, number five would be you will not allow, you know, fear, greed, and pride to affect your decisions. That sounds easy, sounds basic. It's harder than it seems. And I've got some ways that you can work on those. There's, you really have to understand them and how they affect you, and then how can you do things to counter those and actually turn them into a friend. That's pretty hard to do, but okay, it can be done.
Yes.
Another commandment, number six, would be that you won't add to a loser and hope that it becomes a winner. Hope won't do it. So you have to say, well, I can't add to a loser. It has to be one of your commandments that you'll follow and live by.
All right.
You want me to keep going, Billy?
Absolutely. Let's go on. There are 10 of them. We're at number seven.
Yeah, number seven. And the other one is you won't worry about being right or wrong. A lot of investors, and that pulls into the pride thing a little bit too, but you won't worry about being right or wrong. You'll teach yourself that you will be both, and you always will be, but you're going to learn how to use the right when you're right to make big money. So you're going to focus on one, except that you'll be both. Number eight is that you won't argue with the market. You'll learn to listen. Good market market operators, successful people that can invest over the long term, have learned I have to be a good listener. I won't argue with the market. Number nine is I will seek God's wisdom to try to become a better steward. To make that a commandment, I will seek God's wisdom on how I can become a better steward of what I have. And number 10 would be that you would, I think a successful investor also has to be willing to give some back. So he's willing to return a portion of what he makes back to God's work, either through tithes or tithes and offerings.
I think those are great commandments. Those are the 10 commandments of investing. My guest is Ron Tank. Now, Ron, one of the most misquoted things in the Bible is that money is the root of all evil. In fact, the Bible's quote is, the love of money is the root of all evil. So how do I keep myself from loving money? Where's that balance that I need to strike between the two, wanting to make money and the love of money?
Yeah, that's a tough one, Bill. I think that, and you're right, I think that is definitely misunderstood, and people look at that and think, well, the love of money. But what people often don't think is that somebody that has no money or very little money could be guilty of wanting or falling in love with money. See, that wanting to be rich is what can lead to all kinds of bad things. Destruction, obviously, can lead to thinking of greed and willingness to break laws and do all kinds of wrong things. So it is a root. It's part of the problem, and it's the love of money. So how do you defeat that? If you say, well, my goal is to make money, so when you're in the market, you're thinking, well, I'm here because I want to make more money, obviously, or I wouldn't be in there. So how do I not fall in love with it? My answer is you seek God first, and the Bible tells us to do that, to seek him out first, and then other things get added to it. So if we can keep him in the limelight, we can train ourselves to not love money, but instead learn how to love God. And as we do that, he'll help us realize that he's way more important than money ever will be or ever could be. And so it'll help. He'll give us the perspective. In the Bible, so I think it's in Matthew, I was trying to think, it might be chapter 6 where he tells us to seek him first. So I would say if we would learn to do that, he'll keep us with a balance, because when I was a young guy, I had a truck and I fell in love with it. And I learned, it can be money you can fall in love with. You might fall in love with a vehicle you have. And mine eventually caused me so many problems, I didn't want it anymore. And eventually it was stolen. I didn't have it. And basically God said, when you put things before me and you fall in love with them, you might not have them for very long. So I learned early on, luckily, not to have idols and love things more than I should.
My guest is Ron Tank, the creator of the Triple Tank System. And Ron, I said at the outset you are a super successful investor. So I'm going to ask you to look back over your investing career. What are the three biggest mistakes that beginning investors make?
I think personally, Billy, is that they don't take what we mentioned there as one of the commandments. They don't take the time to learn a proven method. a lot of times we get involved in a market, we want to make money, but we don't take the time. We run on our opinions, and our pride will get involved there a little bit and things, and we just really don't understand how things work. So I think it's, you know, being willing to educate yourself a little bit. And, you know, there's a Bible verse that says, you know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And, you know, to be a little bit nervous or fearful with something, it can be a respectful fear that just says, I'm a little afraid of this because I don't know how it works. Well, that's good. Learn something about it and dive in there and learn a little bit. And there's people that can help with the learning part. So I would think treat yourself like you're going to give yourself a college degree. Educate yourself. A lot of times investors, beginning investors, don't take it seriously enough. Another big mistake, I think, and a huge one, is they don't cut losses fast enough. We start arguing with the market. Our opinion's more right than the market. Market must be wrong and different things. And we'll turn hopeful, and then we'll tell ourselves we're a long-term investor anyway. And eventually, you'll probably fall victim to what I described earlier to you, the three phases of the market dropping on you. You'll probably get knocked out of there and think you're a long-term investor, but you'll probably not cut your losses in the beginning. You probably will right at the wrong time. So it's, cut your losses. So learn. Biggest mistakes, learn something. We don't take the time as a beginner to learn a proven method. We don't cut losses when we're wrong, and if we force ourselves to do that, we'll learn how to fix those losses. We can't continue to have them, so we have to figure out what we're doing wrong. So cut your losses. And then another big mistake would be, if I really had to do it, I'd say number three is the same as number two, not cutting losses. You know, it might be the biggest one. Just falls right back to avoiding maybe even the first two. You know, so rule number three is not following rule number two, which is cut your losses when you're wrong.
All right, and that's sage advice. My guest is Ron Tank, creator of the Triple Tank System. Ron, if people are intrigued by what you have to say, they want to learn more about you, they want to learn more about your system, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Yeah, they can go to www.tankinvestor.com, and that page is just a real simple page. Billy just offers a free report out there, about a 12-page. It'll help them see visually what I'm talking about. So if they wanted to see how this three and the decision-maker DNA works, they can get a free thing there.
That's tankinvestor.com. Tank, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
All righty. Thank you very much, Billy.